Otto Skorzeny was one of the most audacious and successful commanders of special operations forces in World War II. But Skorzeny was also an unrepentant Nazi, an enthusiastic supporter of Hitler, and an early member of the Waffen-SS. So historians are astonished to learn this week that after the war, Skorzeny was recruited by the Israeli intelligence service, Mossad. At one point, he even served as a hitman for the Jewish state. The story is told in the latest edition of the magazine Forward. It was co-written by Dan Raviv, who joins me now from Washington, where he's a correspondent for CBS Radio News. Who was Skorzeny, Dan? What did he do in the war to make him so notorious?
Marco, he was Adolf Hitler's favorite military officer. All sorts of exploits, but probably the chief one that got Hitler's attention was rescuing Hitler's friend and ally, Benito Mussolini. The Italian dictator had been taken prisoner. He was being held at a mountaintop resort, and Skorzeny found a way to bring in his German squad of commandos, flying in, actually, on gliders, and they rescued Mussolini. For that, Skorzeny got the highest honor, the Iron Cross, from the Führer, and also a lot of private FaceTime.
Yes, so an SS officer taking on these epic missions, and then he's taken in by Israel's intelligence service.
Yeah, they approached him years after the war was over in 1962. What was going on is that the Israelis were highly concerned about German scientists, rocket experts who'd worked on the V-2 rockets that during World War II had hit London. And now Egypt was employing these Germans. And so Israel feared that Egypt would have terrific rockets that could hit the Jewish state. We learned from really impeccable sources. Yossi Melman and I have written 5 books about Israeli intelligence. And we learned that they planned on killing Otto Skorzeny, the former SS colonel, because he was also involved with the rocket scientists in Egypt, and then decided, why don't we try to recruit him? And so that's what they did in 1962.
Yeah, tell us about that night. This is starts in a luxury bar in Madrid, and the Mossad agents meet Skorzeny there. What happens next?
They knew that he hangs out there with his wife, and so a couple approach them in German, in perfect German. And we learned that the man was absolutely a full-time Mossad operative. The woman was a part-timer, but they spoke perfect German, and they said, oh, we're tourists and we're lost. Maybe you can help us out. But there was something sexy about it. They felt they were approaching Skorzeny and his wife. Again, this is according to Mossad sources who were going through the records of the operation itself. They tried to turn on the Skorzeny couple in a sexy way, like wife swapping, a couples game. It turned out that at the Skorzeny house, the retired colonel, was very suspicious. He pulled a gun on them and said, I know you're from the Mossad. You guys kidnapped Adolf Eichmann in Argentina. That was just 2 years previously, right, in 1960. And they said, well, you're half right. We're from the Mossad, but we didn't come to kill you. We came to make a deal with you. And Skorzeny was intrigued and took the deal.
So this famous Nazi commando, did he feel guilty or remorseful for his service with the Third Reich? Did he have
the
any
Israelis
moral compass?
Felt that the Israelis didn't feel that he had any moral compass or felt guilty. The Israeli reading of this was that Skorzeny really wanted his name removed from what he believed to be a hit list that the Mossad had and that Nazi hunters had. And he claimed that he didn't kill Jews and he wasn't a terrible war criminal. He just did his duty in World War II. From the Israeli point of view, oh, yeah, sure, we've heard that before. You were close to Hitler. You were a Nazi. But you could be useful. You will lead us to the German scientists. You will give us the home addresses. In exchange, we'll get your name removed from a hit list. That's apparently all Skorzeny wanted. He said, no, I don't need your money. And so in exchange for taking his name off the hit list, they flew him to Israel. They tried to work on him a little bit, took him to Yad Vashem, the famous Holocaust Museum. No sign that he felt guilty, but he sure was cooperative. And not only that, we have found out that he willingly participated in at least one assassination. In fact, it was Skorzeny who pulled the trigger and killed one of the German scientists.
Skorzeny died peacefully in the end, right?
Well, he did. He lived out his days in Spain. He also owned a farm in Ireland. And we learned that one of his handlers, one of the Mossad people, retired by the time Skorzeny died in 1975, Joe Ra'anan, this Israeli, He went to the funeral. He saw the Nazis give the Nazi salute at the funeral of Otto Skorzeny. But Ra'anan wanted to be there, kind of a little private tribute to this loathsome agent that he had run for years.
Dan Raviv, a correspondent for CBS News, also author of several books on Israeli intelligence, including Spies Against Armageddon, Inside Israel's Secret Wars. Dan, thanks so much.
Pleasure, Marco.